Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for what you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to say the pledge, our number two, Kyle Warren. And Kyle, are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we go moving along here with my next topic, did you know there's a real strong possibility here, folks, why Susan Rice, even though she may be considered one of the two women, there's a real possibility that just popped up here on Fox News as to why she might not make it. You want to hear this one?
Yes.
Susan Rice has a son who is not only a registered Republican, but he also is an avid Trump supporter.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I guess stranger things have happened. But, yeah, will that kick her out of the running? You know, I would think, well, number one, you'd get a lot of mileage out of talking to her about that big difference.
And what would happen if he showed up at a rally for her, if she was the vice presidential nominee, with a Trump hat on?
That's true. But, of course,
because the picture I'm looking at here of the boy, he's got a Trump hat on. Make America great again.
Oh, wow. Well, but again, yeah, see, that would just really spotlight the idea that, you know, people are making their own decisions in this political race.
Yeah. Old Joe's got himself quite a decision to make there, because I'm telling you, you can't tell me this kid, he's a college kid, just out of college, you can't tell me that this kid would not wear that hat somewhere along the line, or a Trump shirt.
Well, sure. Well, and of course, you know, Susan Rice has her own baggage as well, and that's Benghazi. That might as well be her middle
That's
name.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
She also was sitting in the room on when all this stuff took place that Sally Yates was being drilled about yesterday.
Precisely. Yeah. Now, so it's bad all over.
Now, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has come out and said that if a stimulus deal is not reached by Friday, it's unlikely it will happen at all. And this is going to be a big problem, folks, because a poll that's been done out there with over 50,000 people participating in it, almost two-thirds of the country, 63%, want another stimulus check, saying that they must have it.
That's right. In order to continue to get by, they absolutely need it. And we know that. We understand that. It's apparent. Well, you know, Captain, as far as I know, I think that they're already coming to terms on the $600, you know, controversial $600.
They've already said they'll go along with that. Both President Trump and McConnell both said that. But they want more than that because the Democrats added to the pie mail-in voting.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, this is one of those times, Captain, where the President of the United States can use the bully pulpit to his full advantage. He needs to go out there and tell people we can make a deal, but this mail-in voting thing, the Democrats are trying to hold you hostage to something that's just there for them politically, and call your representative, mm-hmm. let them know what you think, and go out there and make a stand.
And there are two congressional races still in New York that have not been decided because of mail-in voting, that they're still trying to figure out how many votes were counted and this, that, and the other. And again, the difference with the mail-in voting versus the absentee ballots is absentee ballots, there's a signature portion on the back. And the signature on the absentee ballot has to match exactly what you signed at the supervisor of elections when you signed up to vote.
Precisely. In other words, it's methodical.
Or even if you did it online, it's got to match.
Yeah, there's a procedure for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just mailing it out into the ether and hoping for the best.
Yeah. Now, the State Department has said Russia is pushing for more disinformation in an online network. What are they talking about?
Well, I know that they're trying to sow basically confusion about the COVID-19.
But what's the online network? Do they have one of their own or something?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure about that. I know that they were trying again to put that out there, but by what exact platform, I'm not exactly sure.
Now, in Kansas, we had Congressman Roger Marshall defeat the former governor there to take the seat, the Senate seat nomination from retiring Senator Roberts, if you will. And that takes it right off the table for the Dems because they're not going to win anything.
Well, no. Roger Marshall was able to prevail in what was an 11-person race, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he got more than 40% mm-hmm. of those 394,000 votes that were cast. And so he's looking pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, now we're going to the break here. Should be coming up right now. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Trump campaign wanting to have one of the debates moved up early because they start voting in early September. So he wants to have a debate with Joe Biden before they start the early voting. Now, that makes perfect sense to me, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our brand new sponsor, Auto Glass America. You know, folks, there's gold waiting in your windshield. You can give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in Florida, as well as in the different states that you're around listening to us. And from Fort Myers to Orlando, to Gainesville, to Tampa and Sarasota, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back are yours when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And what else do we tell them, Kyle?
We tell them Auto Glass America.
There you go. And that's the jingle. And that's Auto Glass America, folks. 813-96-GLASS. And I'm telling you, they did something for me. And I'll tell you, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've had other glass companies, but this is the real deal. This is the real deal. And to give you money back, after they give you a free windshield because of your insurance? Are you kidding me? Oh, boy. Okay, Kyle. The Trump campaign wants a presidential debate moved up into early September strictly because of the early voting so that people will be able to hear from the two candidates before they go to do the early votes. It makes perfect sense to me.
It sounds completely reasonable. But I hate to say, don't hold your breath. The Biden team, the Biden handlers, the Biden campaign, whatever you want to call it, they're gonna fight tooth and nail to not have their candidate, be in a debate. I think it's that simple.
Well, that's true because again, we're seeing him implode in front of us. I could play that audio again, but I don't see the point of it because it's embarrassing. If you're Joe Biden, it's embarrassing. Because when he got to the end of what he was talking about, He said, what are you, a junkie? Come on, man. And then at the very end of the of that clip, which is a minute long, his brain froze up. He couldn't get out of his mouth what he wanted to say. It was obvious, obvious he was having a problem.
He was having a problem. He was flustered. And this whole thing, he was just so taken aback at a question that would have been an obvious question. And I think even the CBS correspondent there, the interviewer, I think he looked a little stunned by the whole thing, and
yeah,
I think rightly so.
Yeah, it was a black guy, too, so he wasn't like he was an adversary, and you would have thought that all would have gone real well, but it didn't. It went south. Now, Ken Cuccinelli says that our elections are more secure now than what they've been in the past. I have a reason to believe that based on what I know has been going on.
Right, right.
So what do you think?
Well, I think obviously we've been seeing a lot of these, you know, where you have like deceased people that are on the rolls and stuff like that, and we've been seeing some of these things get purged. I think there's a much bigger awareness now of these kinds of things. And of course, again, I think you get Democrats want to fight tooth and nail because, you know, the old adage, vote early, vote often, and vote if you're dead, you know, I guess is the new thing.
Now, we weren't supposed to have any more problems in Portland because the federal law enforcement officers, the task force that was there, backed off and allowed the state police and the sheriff and the city police to take care of the federal buildings and whatnot, correct?
Right, right.
But yet, somebody broke into the police union building, set it on fire, and then decided to trash that building when we were supposed to have this kumbaya going on up there.
Well, you know, Captain, the riots that go on in Portland and those who are seeking to do property destruction and so on, you know, they're not going to simply sit back and say, okay, we're kind of satisfied now. They're not going to do anything like that. They're going to keep pushing.
And the police were out of the area. They were not there, like, sitting right on top of all this. They were out of the area. And they declared it a riot. They brought in all their forces to come in there and do what they needed to do, and they cleared them all out of there, and away they went. But did anybody get arrested?
Nope.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, they keep getting away with this. And in the meantime, wait till you hear this one. A federal judge has asked the Supreme Court to overturn the qualified immunity provision for police.
Well, again, this is one of those bandwagon things that happens, Captain, and you know, suddenly it's just all out warfare on police. You don't need to go overturn that. The qualified immunity is there for a reason. It's about frivolous lawsuits. It doesn't have anything to do, as far as I know, with shielding police
officers
that break the law.
Do you know where this federal judge was located?
Well, let me guess. Is it the Ninth Circuit?
That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, New York City protesters are out there right now demanding an extension of eviction moratorium march during their moratorium march for landlords and whatnot. They were on their way to the landlord attorney's office that was bringing suit about wanting to be able to evict people like right now. And they got out there and said, nope. Nope, nope, we demand an extension of eviction until the end of the year. That may, for all I know, be in this stimulus bill, too.
I think it would be. But even if you have extensions of or moratorium, an extension of any kind of evictions moratoriums, it's still not going to solve the overall problem that if tenants don't pay rent, landlords can't pay whatever their financing or their creditors are. And it all continues to blow up. And so there has to be some mechanism by which even the landlords can be made whole during this time. Otherwise, the other kinds of foreclosures and things you're going to see happen is just going to be off the chart.
Now, Oprah Winfrey has been very vocal lately about white privilege. She's been talking about how she's putting together a program to educate the people about their white privilege and how that's racist. And Senator Ted Cruz said that's absolute racist BS. I'm being polite.
Well, again, the word is bandwagon. It just becomes another bandwagon thing for somebody to get on and I guess get some more mileage out of the whole thing. But again, this isn't the time to continue to try to be very divisive or come up with these kinds of things. How are we going to be inclusive? Because, you know, Captain, you know, people across the highways and byways, black or white, you know, I don't think that they harbor these kinds of, I don't think they sit around all day, you know, thinking of these horrible thoughts. I think that they just want to live in their communities, get along with their neighbors, and we all go forward as Americans.
Well, here's a horrible thought, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, boy, on top of everything else, now we got to hear about this. Apparently, a number of nursing homes across the country, some of whom where they had deaths, have been accused of fraud. They received millions and millions of dollars in coronavirus relief aid, and the question now is, what did they do with it?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And unfortunately, this whole pandemic has uncovered a lot of these issues in nursing homes and procedures, and especially what we saw happen in New York with Governor Cuomo was just absolutely unconscionable. So, yes, there needs to be an accounting and some kind of day of reckoning for what did you do with the relief funds.
Now, we're going to finish this with Beirut and what we saw happen there. This was an unbelievable explosion of immense proportions. All I could compare it to is, at first I thought it might have been a Moab until I saw what transpired. And then I thought, well, it looked almost like a nuclear bomb to me. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, well, okay, we know that, there was a Russian shipment of something on a ship that was, put into storage there. And, apparently it was some sort of hazardous material or whatnot. It wasn't just fertilizer. There was something else there. Might have been weapons. Hell, might have been explosives of some sort. But everything just went kaboom. And I mean everything. And destroyed that whole port up to a mile and a half to 2 miles away and flattened buildings in its path.
That's true. We understand, Captain. I think that there's upwards of, 300,000 people that are homeless, you know, as a result of this.
Yeah.
And that right now, unfortunately, the tally that I've seen updated earlier by the Associated Press was 135 dead. But
that's low. There's hundreds of people missing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And at least 5,000 people who have been injured that we know of. Again, damage is in the $15 billion range. It's just really just unheard of. And the stories that we're hearing and just the heartbreaking things that we have seen come out of Beirut of people who are going about their daily lives when this massive explosion, there's just literally nothing you could have done if you were nearby.
No. And that picture of that bride that was getting her wedding pictures taken down by the waterfront, all you saw was her taking a picture. Here comes a flame down the street and gone.
Yeah, very sad.
All right. Tell us how you're your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we have him on here every night, six nights a week, because of all the different topics that we're able to cover that nobody else can do for some reason. I guess they just don't know how to. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's some hope coming from the nation's top infectious disease expert. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci expressed optimism about a vaccine.
I'm talking about something that has been proven to be both safe and effective.
He said he believes that vaccine will be getting approved by the end of the year. As for getting an approved vaccine to the public,
the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
So far, there's no breakthrough in the continuing negotiations in Congress over a pandemic relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
There are no top line numbers that have been agreed to. We continue to be, you know, trillions of dollars apart in terms of what Democrats and Republicans hopefully will ultimately compromise on.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you want the opportunity to have the job of a lifetime and just absolutely hit the rainbow in the same swing, then I want you to go to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, the National Aviation Academy. Check them out. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, two campuses. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And you need to call them up and take the tour of one of their facilities. so that you can find out what they're all about and see firsthand. That's what I'd strongly recommend. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them the captain sent you, and you want to take the tour at either the Concord, Massachusetts campus or the one in Clearwater, Florida, whichever one you want to do, take the tour. Now, remember, their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And good morning, Sue, the dispatcher. Just chimed in. Now, the Marine Corps has located the amphibious assault vehicle that sank off the California coast last Thursday during a training accident, killing 9 people. They confirmed that to the Marine Corps Times yesterday. I know they're going to find out what happened. The seas were rough. They said it was taken on water. There's some things that perhaps could have been done to change things, but at no end, 9 military people, 8 Marines and 1 Navy person died as a result. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them and to their unit and everyone associated with that particular incident. Now, the Vice President, Mike Pence, was in town here yesterday, but before that, he had sworn in General Charles C.Q. Brown as the Air Force's next chief of staff in the Oval Office. Now, here's the deal. I met General Brown a number of years ago. I want to say it was back probably around maybe 2010, 2011, somewhere in that area, when he was at CENTCOM, actually at MacDill. He was the base commander. And he went up the ladder very quickly. Very quickly. Because he wasn't there that long, and all of a sudden, boom, he was gone. He was out somewhere doing something else, but that's what happens when you're really an up-and-comer in the Air Force. And General Brown, if you or any members of your staff are listening, congratulations and kudos to you. I already sent you one message, and maybe you'll get back to me, and maybe we'll have you come on the program here during one of these military segments. Now, with the German withdrawal, Poland wants those 6,000 troops that are going to stay in Europe. They want them all. They don't want just 1 or 2 or 3,000. They want them all, and they're willing to pay to have them there. They have agreed to a new construction agreement with the United States, a host of construction projects designed to support more U.S. troops in that country. And we'll see where that goes. And Poland is turning out to be, if not our best, one of the best allies we've got anywhere. And thank you to Poland. And if anybody's listening from there, we thank you too. By the way, Navy SEALs, shame on you. The commander of the Navy SEALs said the unit, after realizing the Colin Kaepernick debacle they had with a bunch of dogs attacking a man wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey during a demonstration and ripping it to shreds, basically, The commander of the Navy SEALs unit, of that unit, said that the SEALs will suspend its support of the Navy SEAL Museum, a nonprofit organization not overseen by the military, after that video surfaced. Well, I get it. I understand it. I know why you're doing it. But it's kind of stupid to begin with. What did you think was going to happen? And the White House authorized missions to continue until December 31st. After the nation's governors asked for more help with the coronavirus mission across the United States, so they'll be out, they'll be about, and they'll still be doing what they're doing for God and country. By the way, the president has suggested that U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan might be cut in half by Election Day. He also called U.S. involvement in the Middle East the single biggest mistake ever in the history of America. Well, there's some merit to that, but we can't just bail out and leave things the way they are at the moment. Sorry. And the U.S. European Command Staff now says they need special approval for business trips to Belgium and Spain because of concerns about a rise in the coronavirus infections in those countries. Orders coming down from the Pentagon saying just that. Now, unexploded ordnance that forced more than 20 buildings on the RAF Mildenhall to be evacuated and off-base personnel to shelter indoors before the ordnance was disposed of in a controlled detonation. They had no idea what was going to happen with some of those bombs that they were detonating. But sometimes explosives 70 years later or whatever the case may be from World War II aren't exactly what they were the day they were dropped. But they had no problem. Everything went out fine, so thank you very much. Now, South Korea and their support for the alliance with the United States remains strong, despite a public row over defense cost sharing, as the negotiations remain stalled more than 7 months after the previous deal expired. They're still trying to figure out a deal. South Korea doesn't want to pay a lot of extra money. They want to keep what they got for what they've been paying. We'll see how that works. And a coronavirus surge on Okinawa continued this week with 83 new cases amongst the local population and 12 amongst the Marine Corps. Makes life a little difficult. By the way, the Philippines, they're rattling their saber a little bit. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has banned the joint military exercises with the United States in the South China Sea, where American officials are seeking to aid the Philippines in territorial disputes with China. China has offered Duterte a bunch of aid, and that's all it took to have him sit down, be quiet, and take the corner seat. Actually, that's what they did to Joe Biden, isn't it? Well, the United States is developing new options for arms customers as a way to ensure allies and partners don't drop the planned procurements as the world economy remains in shock from the impacts of COVID-19. So to keep weapon sales in place, the U.S. is offering new options for payment. Don't know what those options are. They didn't explain it. We'll have to wait and see. And finally, the Missile Defense Agency has paused its effort to design a defensive hypersonic missile and wants to refocus its plan of attack by concentrating on near-term options that could feed into a more elegant solution, according to Vice Admiral John Hill, the organization's new director for the Missile Defense Agency. Okay. We'll see what the general comes up with. Might be interesting. Now, coming up, we'll have our Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. And then right after that, we'll kick into gear with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. See what she has to say. Ask her some pertinent questions. Ask her what she's hearing about Beirut, by the way. She might have some ground sources there that we don't. So we'll compare some notes on that. Because some of our military generals are still saying that they believe this was an attack of some sort. And it's possible. It's possible. So we'll see. In the meantime, there may have been something done yesterday to retaliate. Don't know. There was a major fire that happened in Saudi Arabia. So we don't know what that was all about either. So tit for tat, don't know. But we'll try to find out when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But first, the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She is right now up in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband, Don, the Double D Ranch. And they're not quite out of bed yet. They will be next hour. We'll tell you all about what it is they're doing. But they are listening when they do to us on AM 1330 WLBB right there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, we are going to get to the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. This one brought to you, as always, by the pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. How about thinking about joining the Drivers Club there? Drivers, get those points and get a bunch of free stuff from the Flying J. You'll be glad you did. And I'll tell you what, we are going to get it cranked up right now. Here comes a little ZZ Top. Top of the boys there from Texas Way. Thank you is what that's called. And, again, keeping it real here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight radio hours. And speaking of keeping it real, if you're a driver and you're out there right now or you're just working on the night shift and you're taking a break, how about stopping by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J? You're going to be surprised when you stop in there. First of all, the pilots now have got Wendy's in them. They've got Arby's in them. They got McDonald's in them. They've got full service, depending on if you get the luck of the draw, Dairy Queen's in them with a full menu. Could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Subway, could be a Taco Bell there as well. And, of course, the Flying J's, we all know what they're, the great sit-down restaurants and the tremendous food they have there. Now, join the Drivers Club, too, because here's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out you're going to get points, and those points are going to get you free stuff. You might be able to get one of those mugs right off the bat, and guess what? You tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and they'll fill up a cup of coffee for you. Or if you've got one of those mugs, you just might get yourself soda or whatnot in there. But whatever they're doing because you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. So make sure you stop by and you tell them that. Okay. Isolated strong to severe storms are possible with the possibility of severe gusts and hail, possibly even a tornado or two, from Montana southward through the central high plains tonight and today. Now, it'll also go down into portions of the Texas panhandle, too. So this is going to be quite the system moving across. Now, a stationary front may bring the threat of thunderstorms and localized damaging gusts with more heavy rain and flash flooding to the Carolinas and the Middle Atlantic, as we do have some rain right now. That's stalled over the northern part of Virginia. If you're going up I-81, you're going to find it. If you're going up in I-81 through Maryland to the southern part of Pennsylvania, you're going to find it there, too, as well as going across I-70 into Baltimore. You'll find it over that way. Just raining and raining hard in some places, and flash flood watches and warnings are out in some of those spots, too. Now, out west, starting with Wyoming, along I-80, you're going to have a fire threat advisory coming out of Idaho all the way across to Cheyenne and Laramie. Up in Idaho, if you're on I-84 coming up I-15 going into Idaho, going towards Boise, guess what? You're going to have a fire threat advisory there. Up into Montana, there could be some really gusty winds up there as well as a fire threat advisory. And over in Washington State, central part of Washington State, same thing, fire threat advisory. With some winds in the mountains, the Hood Valley, as a matter of fact, tonight, you got some windy conditions from Pendleton down there towards Hood River. So be advised of that if you're on 84 going that away. Now, in Utah, most of Utah tonight has a fire threat advisory in it, all the way across I-15, over to I-80, and then, of course, over into Wyoming. But also, when we take a look down the line, we have got in Colorado, the western part of Colorado, a lot of fire threat advisories there, as well as the situation coming up with, some unsafe poor air conditions coming out of Denver going east. Now, we're going to have some high heat advisories down south, way down south, south of El Paso, down on the Mexican border, east of El Paso, too. The Metroplex, Dallas Metroplex, we got some areas going on there with poor weather conditions, if you will. And then, of course, as I said, the rain. And that's where we're at with all of that. Now, let's go to the phone lines because we're going to have Denise Simon chiming in here in just a second from FoundersCode.com. And remember, again, the Pilot and Flying J closest to you brings you our latest, if you will, when it comes to the Captain's America Third Watch. Go in there, tell them that you were listening to us. And you can get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And again, if you've got the driver's club and the driver's points, you might be able to get yourself a free cup to put the, thermal cup to put the soda or coffee in it. There you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I did hear something about those FBI reports, but I don't really, because it's been so busy and I've been all wrapped up in this Beirut thing, which has taken kind of a turn to the south. What did transpire? There were two separate raids, and it had something to do with the Ukraine.
Well, yes. We have this Ukrainian oligarch, Kolomoisky. And if we remember going back to just going into impeachment and during impeachment, that we heard about this oligarch, Kolomoisky, who had been charged with or was investigated for money laundering, stealing just hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, the name of the company was Privat.
Well, that was where he had control, but his company is Optima Management Group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but he owns, through that, several large pieces of real estate in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, in an attempt to find out where all this money went from Igor Kolomoisky, there were two raids.
Mm-hmm.
And one was in Cleveland and the other one was in Miami. Now we have this, interestingly enough, we have this congresswoman who, interestingly enough, was one of the last people to question A.G. Barr.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Miami, Purcell, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband has some interesting connections to this because he has received, I think up to around $500,000, $500,000. So, this one's an interesting case for your listeners to watch. To see where this one goes.
Okay.
So I will be paying some big attention. And I would also say, be careful, Joe Biden and Bo Biden.
Oh, well, be careful is right, because when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and Bo Biden and Jill Biden and all the other Bidens that are hiding, because they might want to find a deeper hole. Hold that thought there, Denise. Folks, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon. And caller, if you want to call after the top of the hour, we'll get to you. But it is the Captain's America Third Watch. More coming your way. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.